This program is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way. It provides a seamless mortgage experience. Seamlessly moving into hour three. 1-800-636-8686. All right, so we are still efforting Langston Galloway, right? We had Adrian Martinez, who showed up huge. TJ Watt is joining us next segment. Alvin's week that was is going to be good. That'll be sometime in the second half of this hour. I want to remind you, if you haven't done so, make a note this weekend, maybe today on the commute, maybe at the gym, check out Jim Rome Podcast episode 92. I mean, it sounds like a shameless shill, which it is, but the content's so good. The content is so good. AJ Hawk showed up great, so make sure you look for that. Rick in Buffalo called up to give us an update on his tour of SoCal, and he sounded pretty banged up, but he's playing through it. He said he was going to get a six-mile run in on the beach, get his cardio, and be ready to roll tonight. And in terms of the update, apparently they're going to be at Kits in Huntington Beach later on tonight. But there is a pool party at 3 o'clock, invite only. He made the point, Beaks, you're not invited. There's not enough water in the pool. Not enough food on the grill. See you at Kits, Beaks, where I'll be waiting to throw Twinkies at you. Beaks got into a weight loss competition and gained 10 pounds, apparently. You know when you do that sort of thing and you're just busting your ass and you're counting your calories and you're in the gym and you work really hard and you can't wait to get on the scale at the end of the week and you only lose 1 or 2 pounds and it's so demoralizing? What if you're doing all that and then you get on the scale at the end of the week and you've gained 10? If that's the case, the answer is you weren't doing any of that. You weren't counting calories. You weren't burning calories in the gym. You weren't doing your cardio. You weren't moving weights. You were moving Twinkies. How do you get into a weight loss competition and gain 10 pounds? That means to me that if you weren't in a weight loss competition, you probably would have gained 30. But that's just me seeing the glass half full. All right, back to it. The only thing, the next best thing to a Rick in Buffalo update from Rick in Buffalo is a Rick in Buffalo SoCal update from his wingman. We go back to HB. Silk Bra. How you holding up, Silk?
Bruh, everything's good. I did not go out to Javier's last night with the boys because I was staying home and prepping my food for tomorrow. I want to thank the show once again for hooking me up with that master-built smoker, brah. I just dropped it off at my buddy Corey's house where we're going to have the pool party. I know how you prep for the show. Well, when it comes to a party, Silk preps, brah. Prior planning prevents poor performance, brah. So I've got the pork loin for sliders. I've got the chicken. We're going to have the slaw. The pool cover's on right now, but we're going to take that off later, bruh. The backyard's looking good. So, we're going to have a killer sesh. The sun just broke out here, so it's going to be beautiful. I'm going to have everything laid out. Now, I heard someone tweet or an email earlier. I don't know who it was, but someone saying that Kit's place is in the strip mall and there's a dirt lot. Bruh, as you said, there's some gritty spots to HB, but there will be no murders, bruh. It's going to be hot. But I will tell you this. A great jungle connection to Kits tonight. So the bartender tonight is a friend of mine, and her name is Yvonne. And as a tribute to the great wooden and laconic Jay Stu, anytime we order beers or drinks, we're going to say, Yvonne, Yvonne, just a couple, please.
Yvonne, Yvonne, just a couple, please.
What do you think about that, brah?
Dude, I think that sounds amazing. All right, so do you know which Javier's did they hit? Did those guys go Crystal Cove or did they go Spectrum?
No, they went, Newport Coast, so they were at
Crystal Cove.
Rich Flores has a relationship with Javi Jr., so he hooked up a table for six. I had to stay home and prep. I make my own barbecue rub, so I had to get all that stuff dialed in. And we're not going to go too hard this afternoon. We're going to keep it semi-mellow because the big shindig is tonight, of course, brah. So we'll have some frosty adult beverages, of course, maybe some fine bourbons and whatnot, and, of course, the barbecue, brah, because if you're going to have barbecue, you got to have bourbon. My wife took care of us. We've got plenty of things to drink. I'm even going to bring, bro, I know the clones hate this when I do it, bro. I'm going to bring some Chenin Blanc, bro. I'm going to bring some rosé, and I'm going to bring some Sauv Blanc, bro.
I like that. What about this? Are you going to bring the Hot Dog King of Maine? Come on!
Okay, let's do this then, because I know you got to get out. Hey, Alvy, brah, brah, come on,
come on,
brah, brah, brah.
I love it. Good job, Silk. I love the update. Good job. Really well done.
Come on.
All right, so he's going to break out all the wine, too. But are you going to break out the Hot Dog King of Maine? Come on.
Come on.
Joe Palmieri, Hot Dog King of Maine. I'm getting more and more background on Joe, the Hot Dog King of Maine. Portland, Maine, not Portland, Oregon. Portland, Oregon also, but Portland, Maine is a mainstay in the jungle. A really, really important part of the jungle. Important jungle community, got a tremendous affiliate there. And the show has always done well there. And Portland, Maine has always done really well for us on the show. They provide a lot of great content, great callers, great emailers. So Joe Palmieri is a host, and also he either was or still is the Hot Dog King of Maine. Come on. How do I know that? The fake Silk called up during the Smack Off a number of years back and made that point. So that's why that's become a thing all over again. Things are things, and then they're not, and then they are. That's just how the jungle works. And then that's when all of you start calling up and say, yeah, man, the fake Silk. 1 second of the fake Silk before he gets run is better than 20 years of the real Silk, which is not true. It's not true. It's not true. James Kelly's like, man, that's so true. Kelly, man, keep both Silks out your mouth. You work one day a week, bro. I mean, you're one of my favorite guys, but you work one day a week, bro. Come on.
Keep my name out your mouth.
Like Rachel said, speaking of lady clones, Rachel had one of the all-time great errs. That's a lady clone. She'd break that out, and I felt like I was at the Brickyard. She'd break that out, I feel like I was at Daytona. Tell me, does that not sound like stock cars all turning left at the same time? Rachel is one of those jungle legends. I don't know where she went. You know, everybody's life takes a turn. Sometimes for the better, sometimes for the worse. Sometimes it's your job and your life. There's a new job. You move. There's a loss in the family. There's illness. I mean, who knows? Maybe you got sick of me. You got sick of the show. You got sick of social media. I don't know. I don't know what happened to Rachel, but Rachel was an original lady clone. And she can make that sound. Do you have any sound of that in a call, Alvin, to give context to why she did that?
Well, the Rockets are in the second round. The godfather of the NBA, Greg Oden, and your boys are at home. Man's game, bitch. Selena Roberts is going to take her foot out of A-Fraud's long enough to put another book on the stands with all kinds of mind-blowing allegations by the anonymous losers who don't have the sacks to repeat it in public or to your face.
Wow. You know that whole thing about how Brad and Corona's the best caller ever? Yeah, maybe not. I know that he's got 5 rings and Rachel has none, but did you hear that straight fire from her? Can I just hear that bit one more time?
Selena Roberts is going to take her foot out of A-Fraud's long enough to put another book on the stands with all kinds of mind-blowing allegations by the anonymous losers who don't have the sacks to repeat it in public or to your face.
That is incredible. Selena Roberts is going to take her foot out of A-Rod's ass. That's Rachel in Houston. I haven't heard that kind of fire from anybody, male or female, on this show in years. Rachel, where are you? The problem with me finding Rachel, and I think that if I shout out to Rachel and put up the Rachel sign in the sky, I'll find her, but there's no way she can live up to that. She knows that. If you walk off on that back in the day, and all of a sudden you try and show up and knock off 5-6 years of rust, you can't go Nate Diaz. You can't do that. She can't do that. Nobody can do that. In fact, Rach, maybe you don't call. I prefer to remember you that way. And that is some serious fire. That is strong. Got TJ Watt coming up in less than 10 minutes. Let's go to Omaha. I said I was looking for a Cornhusker fan, and I want to know what your expectations are. How big of a jump do you expect for year number two? Kurt in Omaha. Hey, Kurt, how are you?
Hey, good, Rome. Thanks for the call, man.
Thank you.
Hey, first of all, I got to give you props and a huge thanks for representing Nebraska. I know we're out here in the middle of nowhere, but we love our sports, and when you can get on our starting quarterback, that's huge. So thanks, man. So businesses are built off leaders. We got a leader. Scott Frost has come in. He doesn't lose. Well, and when he does lose, he has a great product on the field. We got Adrian Martinez that is now taking the helm. And, I mean, the kid's a super mature kid. It sounds like you're talking to a 30-year-old man, but super excited around here. We're not going to say that we're back like Texas does every year. We need to prove it on the field, but everybody around here is ready to go.
It's a good call, Kurt. I appreciate you. Thank you. It's a good call, and it's a good take. And when you say that Adrian Martinez sounds like a 30-year-old man, I've interviewed a million 30-year-old men. I don't know too many 30-year-old men that sound that good. I don't know too many professional athletes who come off as well as Adrian Martinez does. And we're talking about a second-year player who knows. God, it's such an amazing responsibility to be that guy in that program playing that position, and he understands that. When I was his age, granted, I didn't come up with all eyes on me, and the world was very different. When I was his age, I didn't have that perspective. You know, I'm old enough to be that guy's grandfather, and I'm not sure I have that perspective right now. Scott Frost was an amazing hire. It is so good that he took that on. Scott Frost could have worked anywhere he wanted, and it's so good that he wanted to go back and take that on. And in terms of my respect and me picking up that state, he said, look, yeah, we understand that we're out here in the middle of nowhere, but we love our sports. I'm going by what I saw when I went there. I'm going by what I've heard since we've had affiliated stations in that state. I love the state of Nebraska. And I've made this point, too. We used to have a home in Montana. I've been in different places around pretty prominent people. There's like a Nebraska mafia, and I mean that in a really good way. I mean that in a compliment. There are some extremely, extremely prominent business people, movers, shakers, owners, investment types, tycoons. I've met some of the most brilliant, powerful people that I've ever met in my life. Fascinating people. Productive people. I mean, game-changing type folks that are Nebraska natives. So if you're going to sit here and crack on Nebraska without ever having been there before, you're just talking out your ass. You don't know what you're talking about. Squirrel 2 tweets, there will be a murder at Kits tonight. Me murdering every ounce of food on that menu. Yours? Gains 10 pounds on a diet in Foodio City. I'll let that stand. That's fair. When we return, TJ Watt, Steelers linebacker, is scheduled to join us. The obvious week that was is coming up. Haven't gotten to my story about the 24 hours and the kind of run that the booger sugar has had. I'll try to get that in. I really want to talk also about the body issue and golf and how it relates. But I need a quick timeout, so I'm going to take it right now.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Let's talk some Steelers football. Welcome back. I'm Jim Rome. We are joined right now by a Pro Bowler, a linebacker for the Steelers, seventh in the league with 13 sacks last year. Also, 4-6 fumbles, fourth among NFL linebackers with 20 sacks in the past 2 years. He was the 30th pick overall in 2017 out of Wisconsin. They open up the season at New England, September 8th. We are joined by TJ Watt. TJ, good to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing really well, man. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
So good to have you. I appreciate you doing it. So last night was a tough night in preseason games because a number of guys went down with injuries. I'm curious, how do you go about approaching those games? Are you able to get the good work done, or is it just about getting through them and getting to the regular season without getting nicked?
To be honest with you, I look forward to them. I look forward to getting out there and having an opportunity to go up against a different team. I know it's different for everybody. Certain people have joint practices. We didn't have one in Pittsburgh this year, so to be able to go up against somebody with a different color jersey on is a great opportunity for me. And obviously last year I wasn't able to do any preseason, so this year I'm excited to be able to play.
I like that. T.J. Watt joining us. All right, so you said recently that you love how the defense is playing right now. What have you seen particularly as it relates to the speed that everybody is playing with, and what are you so excited about when it comes to the defense right now?
Yeah, you just said it, the speed. I think compared to last year, this year's defense is just overall a lot more faster. We're a lot quicker. And like I said, football is being a lot more of a speed game. Guys are getting a little bit smaller at positions. And we got a new asset, obviously, in Devin Bush with the 10th overall pick this past year. And he's been able to fly around and clean up a lot of the missed tackles. And if you look back to last year, we had a lot of missed tackles as a unit. And whenever you get guys in the back end and at the second level that can fly around and clean up those missed tackles, you're going to be a lot better of a defense.
T.J. Watt joining us. What about you and Bud Dupree? It seems like the two of you have developed a great chemistry since you joined the team. What's it like playing with him, and how would you describe the connection that the two of you have on the field?
Yeah, Bud's a really special player. He's an athletic freak. He can jump high. He can run fast. He can rush the pass. He can drop in coverage. He can do a multitude of things, and we're both really settling into our size. Last year was both of our first times playing him primarily on the right side, me primarily on the left side. And I think that this is going to be a really special year for the both of us. And we're just going to try to meet at the quarterback together as many times as we possibly can this year.
We're talking to T.J. Watt. Now, you're coming off a year where you had 13 sacks and 6 forced fumbles. It's one of the best seasons a Steward linebacker's had in a long time. And if we're talking about one of the best seasons for a Steward linebacker, we're talking about one of the best seasons for any linebacker in a long time. What's it mean to you to see your name mentioned with some of the great Steward linebackers of old?
Obviously, it's a great honor to be in the same discussion as those linebackers, but I have a lot to prove, and I'm very hungry to show consistency. I think that's the biggest thing at this level is anyone can go out there and have a good game or a good season. It's a matter of putting them back-to-back and stacking good season on top of good season, showing that you're consistently a good football player.
You know, I get this. I understand that. And I know you're not into individual stats or individual honors. You pointed this out, that the only stat that really matters is that you didn't make the playoffs. So how bad of a taste did that leave in your mouth, and how much does that motivate you for this year?
Yeah, obviously it sucks. We had a two or three weeks longer of an offseason than we had last year. And being at home, watching other people play, specifically my brothers play, obviously it was awesome to watch them play. But I wish we were in the playoffs as a Steelers. So I feel like we definitely have a bad taste in our mouth from last year, and we're going to go out here this year motivated more than ever and just go out here and treat each and every game like it's the biggest game of our lives.
T.J., the other thing is, last year you moved from the right side of the defense to the left side. For those who do not know, what is the biggest difference between playing on the left side as opposed to being on the right side?
Yeah, the biggest thing for me from being on the left is being able to see the quarterback. Most of the quarterbacks in the NFL are right-handed quarterbacks, so being able to see their eyes and see where they're looking while they're throwing and being able to see when they're throwing to get my hands up in the passing game, or just to be able to diagnose if he's actually hanging the ball off or if it's play action pass. And then also just from a comfortability standpoint for me, I just feel way more bendy and agile on the left side as opposed to the right.
All right, now you didn't make the postseason last year. There was no playoff run, but you did go to the Pro Bowl, and you talked about how you used it as a chance to learn from other guys and to get better. Who were some of the guys that you talked to, and what was your biggest takeaway from that time?
Yeah, we talked to guys like Von Miller, Dee Ford, and guys like that. Just guys that I've watched be able to have great moves, like Melvin Ingram. He's got a great spin move. I'm just trying to take away a simple move that I can come back and obviously this OTAs try out more things in this fall camp. I've been able to just try new things and not be afraid to fail, and that's the biggest thing at this level. You just want to find little areas where you can get better. And if you're not going to try new things, then what's the point of even going out there and playing? So I think this time of year, like you say, the preseason is important for me because I want to go out there and try some new moves that I'm not necessarily ready to use for the regular season yet. So that's what I'll be doing this preseason.
Steelers linebacker T.J. Watt joining us. Now, the team's wide receiver coach, Daryl Drake, sadly passed away earlier this month. I know that he was on the other side of the ball, so you might not have had as much interaction with him. But what kind of memories do you have of him, and how has the team gone about supporting each other during this time?
Yeah, it's a very somber time around the facilities. Coach Drake was a huge supporter of all of us in this team, and obviously a phenomenal coach, but a great mentor. He always was so upbeat and positive. I don't think anyone had a bad thing to say about him, and he's very sadly missed. But I feel like his passing has brought not only the receiver group, but this whole team together as a whole, and I feel like overall we have a great sense of purpose and pride in being able to pick each other up in such down moments. So it's definitely brought us together as a unit. With the circumstances, sadly.
T.J. Watt joining us for another moment or two. I mentioned that you played your college ball at Wisconsin. Many know that. Now, my son, T.J., is going to be a freshman there this year. In fact, this weekend, he's going to Madison to start school. We're sending our firstborn to Madison this weekend. I got to ask, what do you remember about your time at Wisconsin? What was it like for you?
That's awesome. It was a phenomenal fill this week. the Union Terrace is such an awesome place to hang out, especially this time of year, and I just think Madison is such a beautiful time, such a beautiful town, especially in the fall. And it's just such a great town. It's a great college town. I think we'll have a blast and obviously get up to some football games and jump around a little bit.
Yep, that's part of the reason we're sending him there. Now, last month you tweeted, quote, "It is tough to beat a Culver's concrete on a hot summer day. It's a Wisconsin thing." For those who have never had Culver's, what is it and what makes the Culver's concrete so good?
Culver's is custard. I don't know if a lot of people know truly what custard is. It's like ice cream, but it's a lot more buttery and soft. It is so delicious. And then you pair it with a butter burger, which is just a burger just absolutely buttered down with a nice buttered bun as well. And then you get some cheese curds that are just fried cheese balls, and you dip them in marinara or ranch, and you have yourself an absolutely phenomenal meal on a summer day.
It's how'd you go about that when you were there and you were just locked into your grind and you're making good choices both on and off the field? How could you like reconcile that? Was that a cheat day? Was that when you were young? Could you just burn right through that? How did you approach those meals then?
Yeah, when you're younger, you can burn right through it. And when I was younger, I'd always brag to my older brothers that I can still eat this stuff even though they can't when they were in the NFL and I wasn't. But nowadays, you have to build it in because otherwise you'll get turned away and try to eat it a few times a week, and that's just a big no-no for me.
Dude, I love the way you got to build that thing in. Last thought, you know, you mentioned your brothers, and I was not going to, but you did mention them. And there's something about this family. You guys, this is such a determined, motivated, locked-in family. Are you guys wired like this? Was it hammered into you early on? Where does this drive come from?
Yeah, I think our parents really kind of instilled in us the work ethic and being that you can get wherever you want to be. You just have to be able to put in the work and the time to be able to get to the NFL. And I think we did a really good job of taking it one step at a time. We always say growing up, we just really wanted to be varsity football players. And once you get to be a varsity football player, you want to go into college. And then just like that, you take the steps. And now when you're in the NFL, you want to be the best outside linebacker. And you just take those steps. And just being able to take it one step at a time and truly put in the work. And we motivate each other. We're each other's best supporters. So anytime I can sit down on the couch and watch them play, it's the best time for me.
A lot of love. You can see it. A lot of love, a lot of respect. He is an all-time Big Ten player, or all-Big Ten player from Wisconsin, a Pro Bowler last year in the NFL, a linebacker for the Steelers, and they get ready to do it again, starting up against New England on September 8th. TJ, appreciate you and that conversation. Thank you so much. Great to have you back.
Thank you very much. Take care.
You too. That was fun. So impressed. TJ Watt. So, again, I've talked about on the air this week, and in fact, I talked about how Jake Rome, our oldest son, was taking advantage of his last, I want to say last week, but really like the last year. Hey, you know, this is going to be the last time I can do this. That started like a year ago. This is going to be the last time that I can go out with this guy. This is going to be the last time that we're going to have this pool party. This is going to be the last time that we can have a sleepover. This is going to be the last time that I could go down to Tijuana. This is going to be the last, wait, what? Where? What? When was the first time you went to Tijuana? So anyway, Jake and Janet are going to Madison on Saturday. We're sending him there. And the one thing, everybody keeps saying two things, like, damn, dude, it's going to be cold. Really? Damn, dude, that's far away. Really? I can read a thermometer. I can read a map. Presumably the kid can too. It's not easy school to get into. But the one thing that emboldens me, man, that Badger family is amazing. This is part of the reason why we got so hyped on it. When I started to talk about the college tours and then I mentioned Wisconsin, the Badger Mafia came out. The Badger family came out. And anytime I mention this to a former Wisconsin athlete, you can hear them just perk right up, the smile on their voice. T.J. Watt was no different. And so I got to run to some custard. Go ahead, insert your Beaks jokes. That's not just custard. Apparently that's like custard with candy. I don't know if that's like a DQ Blizzard or what that is. It's frozen custard with candy mixed in. I know I'll be finding one. Hey, Rome, your boy Jake is leaving SoCal for Wisconsin women this weekend. Wow. Jake on Monday, dear dad, can I come home? I'm not going to get that email. First of all, he doesn't dear dad me or dear Van Smack. I guarantee the kid, I'm sure it'll be challenging. I'm sure there'll be some homesickness. I can guarantee that he will not be saying to me on Monday, can I come home? You know why? He'll still be with his mother on Monday. I don't think that I'm going to get texts from my son that say, dear dad, unwore Wisco women. Rack me, Van Smack. I'm out. My son's never uttered the phrase rack me. Nor I'm out. Nor has he ever wore to anything. He really doesn't know that much about the show. Except his mother and my wife found the segment of me dogging him earlier this week for pulling that nonsense about, it's the last time I could do this, Dad. And played it for him. I think that's the longest run he's had with the show. All right, then. That's the Rome family weekend. Jake and Janet are going to Madison. I am going to Lubbock, Texas. Logan's going to stay home and be a pimp. He did start high school this week. Man, that clock is spinning fast, yo. When we return, one fat last segment. My thanks to Adrian Martinez and TJ Watt, two excellent interviews. Alvy's week that was is coming up. Last chance to get through before the big blowout, the big pool party in HB. And then that party at Kits. Here is your bottom of the hour sports update. Really quickly. And it's got to be really quickly. Adam Hawk, get yourself together. I think there's been a lot of talk about Kits tonight. It's getting a lot of run. The thing that's not getting that much run, though, is the pool party prior to. Do you have an update? We already got a huge update from Silk. Not that we need another update, but Adam, is there another update to that?
Turns out the guy throwing the party, his name is Corey. Silk name dropped him, so I don't feel bad name dropping him. I'm not doxing anybody. Corey actually has what some might call a family relation to you.
He does.
Yeah, Corey? Can I disclose it on the radio?
Yeah, why, yeah. If I'm related to Corey, I should probably know that. Go ahead.
All right. Well, your brother-in-law, a.k.a. Janet's brother, is
Craig.
Married. Yes, Craig is married to Corey's aunt.
Another Janet.
Correct, which makes you and Corey family.
According to who, Corey?
According to Corey and me.
All right, so Corey's a good dude. I've heard about Corey. I've never met Corey, but I know of Corey, and I know about this, quote, family relationship. All right, so wait, there's another part to that, though, right? Like, they saw each other not long ago.
Oh, yeah. They went to Jackson Brown together this weekend. Corey, who's throwing the pool party for Rick, went to Jackson Brown with your wife.
But I didn't. All right, so really quickly. So, Corey, just to lay that out for you one more time. Corey, Janet's brother, Craig, who you probably know if you know this show, is married to Janet, who's an amazing gal. And her nephew is Corey. Therefore, Corey and I are fam. Corey, Broham, I've heard great things about you. And if you're hosting this party, you're an even better guy than I thought. And I have heard great things about you. But I don't think I need to check with Ancestry DNA to know that my wife's brother's wife's nephew is not related to me. You and I are not fam, per se, at least not on a blood level. However, bro, since we're fam, you got a floaty for me and a cold one for me? I might show up there a little bit later on. I also love that he went to Jackson Browne with my wife. Now, granted, there was a bunch of people at that party because the aforementioned Craig bought Janet tickets to Jackson Browne for her birthday. Janet said to me, "Oh, Craig bought me tickets to Jackson Browne for my birthday. Do you want to go?" I said, "Are you giving me a choice?" She's like, "Well, yeah, but do you want to go?" I said, "Well, no." "You're cool with that?" She's like, "Yeah, if you don't want to." I'm like, "Yeah, I don't want to." So I didn't go, but Corey did. No, he didn't get my ticket. He was already a part of the fam. No, Ann Lowe got my ticket. Ann Lowe is awesome. Another one of my favorites. Man, you're getting the whole Rome thing right now. You're getting the Rome family tree. You're getting the friend tree. The Lowe's. The Lowe's are like Irvine's most amazing family ever. All right, so there you go. Hey, fam. Where's my invite for the pool party? Fam? Aren't we like first cousins, you and me, bro? Ryan? Or Craig? Or whatever the hell your name is? First cousin? Just kidding, bro. That's awesome. Are there any other Rome family members that I don't know about that are out there that want to claim me as fam? ATP, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. You know that you get to ask me a question, and you get to do it a few times a week. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Jim, what sort of emotions are you going through as your firstborn is leaving the nest for college? Got to be a hybrid of really proud and a really sad moment, yeah? Danica in Denver. In a word, Danica, yeah? Both those things, man. Super, super, super proud of Jake Rome. Definitely sad, but very excited about him. And I'm doing better than his mother and his brother. And he's not taking this too hard. So it's all good. Now, we're extremely proud of Jake. Alvin, do we have time to roll this thing? Do it. What's cracking? Welcome to the jungle. My name is Jim Rome. A very good Monday to you. What's up, clones? Hope you had a great weekend. NFL, MMA, Major League Baseball, little NBA. Lots to get to. All right, starting with Antonio Brown. The Raiders have been over backwards to accommodate this guy. Now they're just bent.
He's pretty much exhausted all avenues of relief.
At this point, AB stands for always boring.
Time for him to be all in. We're all out.
This is an Antonio Brown free zone. Jason, locking for a...
There is no retirement. Give him a five-day letter and he'll never report and, you know, we'll... It's just not... He's going to play football for them.
He ain't no West Coast gangster. You know what I'm saying?
Here's your game plan. Go in there. Hit him with some good bleep. Don't get hit. And come home with a pocket full of cash.
That's a good idea.
So my take is, I would like to see him retire.
I dread.
If he feels really strongly that he has unfinished business, I'm good with that too. Personally, I don't think he has anything to prove. Anthony Lynn is my guest. Melvin Gordon has not been in camp, but do you expect him to be there when the regular season starts?
I don't know. Melvin and I, we've spoken. We've had good conversations.
So I'm curious, what's that conversation like?
Just let him know that we miss him and that he's a big part of what we're trying to get done here.
Proper Irish whiskey.
It's a week in Ireland a couple years ago, and not drinking whiskey that someone gives you is a reason to go over there, Jim.
You little fanboy bitch.
I can't blame Connor for giving that old man the hand.
Dino Babers.
Let me say this, Jim. You are strong on your research, man. You are
strong. I love that quote.
Jim, you're killing me. I can't come on your show anymore, man. All you do is just cut me open and just make me pour out in front of everybody. Stop it. You had me at hello. You're not going to get me to cry. I'm not going to cry, Jim.
Hey, Daniel.
Daniel?
Have some. Imagine you're Daniel Jones, minding your own business, walking along, and then Baker comes flying through the wall like the Kool-Aid man and lights you the hell up.
Oh, yeah.
Chris Long is joining us.
The gin and tonic life has been good. I'm just a baby, man. You know, I mean, somebody served me a gin and tonic at a My Morning Jacket concert, and I was blown away. One of the lead dogs in my arsenal.
Probably your best negotiator with Zeke.
No, Zeke.
That's offensive. It must be so awesome to be that rich that you can say something that lame and folks react to it like it's the funniest thing ever.
What do you mean?
Wisnowski made the tackle.
He sure Whittingham.
He made some of those plays on kickoff for us as well, and he could have played linebacker for us.
This is the first generation of kids that will not outlive their parents.
I don't know from experience, but I would imagine outliving your children is the worst thing ever. And this guy just told an entire nation that an entire generation of parents are going to do it.
I seen Tyson's fate, and he's looking at me with his teeth going, ah.
I just visualized Lennox saying, I looked down at Tyson, he was like, ah.
I just got a brand new suit, and I have to throw it away.
Ah. We're talking to Herm Edwards.
Coaches don't give players talent. God gives them talent. What you give them is knowledge. I've never seen a player in any sport walk onto a floor of competition wanting to play bad. I've never seen that. How do you make...
I learned magic for 8 years.
Dude, I don't care if that guy weighs 390. I don't care if he can play basketball. Bring him in.
Sponsor!
You don't want that. You don't want to see that guy run with Bron. You don't want to see this guy standing on the sideline taking direction from assistant head coach Frank Vogel.
Yes, talking about the Hornets.
Ken Niumatalolo is my guest.
If a guy feels like he's not all in, I'm going to call him in early. Hey, you all in or not? Are you okay with being in this position? If you're not, I'm cool with it. You can go play rugby, badminton, or do something else.
You mean you can't wait to leave that perfect, idyllic childhood that we made every sacrifice for so you could have? You can't wait to bust out of that?
Yep,
that. Exactly. Van Smack. Exactly that. Can't wait.
Can't wait.
Duh. Brah, what's up? How are you calling me?
If you need somebody to introduce you at the Hall of Fame, I'll be happy to do it. Come on.
Hey, Elk, have you seen that photo of Hefty?
A woman in the neighborhood is carrying about extra 40 or 50, and she says she's going to do a cleanse or she's going to go into yoga. And then you see her like 3 weeks later. She's dropped 20, and she's wearing a thong at the party on the corner barbecue cookout. This is called the big reveal.
Yeah, hey, hey, air waiter. Give me a double henny and watch me light up the bro over in row 4.
The Jurassic Pork logo consists of only one old bone.
Ah! I'm 3 months pregnant and I'm hormonal as hell, and I'm still not going to be a total whiny bitch like Jeff, Antonio, and Marty and NoCal. I'm still not going to be a whiny bitch like them about it.
War lady chores.
That's not why I called. We went to a couple bars. I kept drinking and it was friggin' awesome. Until yesterday morning, I woke up with the devil buttholes of a hangover, man.
You said cocaine's coming up. Don't need to relapse, so I'm going to run.
Adrian Martinez.
You know, I can't thank him enough for the example he set for me, and really I think it dictated how the rest of my life would play out, just how to work hard and battle through some adversity.
It's like ice cream, but it's a lot more buttery and soft.
Chenin Blanc, bro.
Come on.
Thanks for putting a roof over my head. Thanks for coming to all my games.
Carpe diem, brother. Let's go. Let's go seize the day.
Good to be back, Ron.
I like to meet guys on the internet and play tennis against them.
Stiff Knights.
Code Brown.
Thank you, my friend.
You
talk
too.
To you down the road.
Ottawa! Ottawa!
Anytime you need me on, you just call. I'll be honored to be on.
Sweet!
Good night now!
That sounded like the year in review. That's an amazing week. That all happened this week on this show. That sounded like the year in review. Alvin, great job. Great job by everybody involved with the program. That tells you what kind of a week we had. Beaks did not make it in. Fat boy, you got to call earlier. Just kidding, Beaks. Well, I'm not kidding about you not. I'm not kidding about you not making it in.
Hey,
you want to respond
I got
to Rick?
Some donuts for you.
Yeah, take it easy on that, Alvin. You don't need to do that anymore. DeMarcus has had a really bad run. My thanks to T.J. Watt. Adrian Martinez, the XR4TI, all of you. SoCal Bros, party responsibly this evening. I am off on Monday because I will be in Lubbock speaking to Chris Beard. Then I'll be back after that. Thank you for listening. Have yourself an amazing weekend. Check you back then. We're out.